We're going to go on and on. So it's not the
There's
last
no
minute.
Limit to this?
No limit
No, it's
at go, all.
There is a the limit. Words. It will stop at 12:55. But now here comes a cascade of obligatory crap that we must play according to certain...
No, we laugh like this.
We go on an extra hour.
We're going on an extra hour, but aren't we supposed to play a million PSAs and announcements at this time?
So you're not the real Pete Goldie. He would
well,
have proudly
okay, we won't then. I
the
thought, well, wait, we don't have to do it for a couple of minutes yet.
Oh, yeah,
you were
okay,
pulling
okay,
my leg.
Okay.
Boy, I
Channels
fell for
13
it.
And 14.
Oldest trick in the book.
Blow them up. No.
Let's see if, don't stop it, not yet. Let's see if Pete Goldie is still there.
Yes, I am.
Now, Pete, what is it that we can do to make your occasion of listening to FCC Free Radio a pleasurable one?
Well, I always enjoy a nice poem. Said by
FCC
you.
FCC Free Radio.
Do I have a chance
radio?
To say one in the next 3.5 minutes or however long
you
it is before all
the
yak comes
the,
on?
Well, the other option is if the show is continuing to
it will
do it at the top of the hour.
It
but
exactly.
I don't know
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How the
Give
technology works there. But
enjoy.
Anyway, yes,
I
we'd
could,
love to hear anything you want to fit in at any
this
time.
This is so much like the live show. It's a show. Ask Free Radio.
To show that we're in control, why don't I could do that and then... Out of sequence, we could play all the obligatory junk.
Hey, Hal, look,
yes?
Hal, stay at home,
right
or I'll have my bitches call you again.
Well, I just don't know what to say, so I'll say one.
Very good, bye.
Now, here we go.
He just flushed Pete Goldie down the toilet.
I saw him once before as he passed by the door. And again the evening pavement stones resound as he totters o'er the ground with his pain. They say that in his prime, ere the pruning knife of time cut him down, that no finer man was found by the crier in his round through the town. My grandmama once said, poor old lady, she was dead long ago, that he had a Roman nose, and his cheek was like the rose in the snow. But now his nose is thin, and it rests upon his chin like a staff, and a crick is in his back, and a melancholy crack in his laugh. The mossy marbles rest on the lips that he had pressed in their bloom, and the names he loved to hear have been carved for many a year on the tomb. I know it is a sin for me to sit and grin at him here, but the old three-cornered hat and the breeches and all that seem so queer. And if I should live to be the last leaf on the tree in the spring, let them smile as I do now at the old forsaken bough where I cling. Or I could just give up and be a fat guy in a T-shirt, the way apparently a lot of people want me to be. Well, now that we have said a little poem and...
Free radio.
Here we go with the cloud of claptrap, which radio necessitates us playing. After it's through, we'll be back with more of the type of entertainment that you, the listener, crave and must have.
Radio. The worry about what the FCC doesn't want you to hear is...
Of pie. So drink up.
On the seventh day, God did not rest as the Bible says.
Hi, guys. I need to know this really vital question about is there a correlation between penis size and shoe size or nose size and penis size? Because I need to know what I should be looking for. Should I look for really, like, well-shaped...
And they're writing a paper about...
well-positioned
yeah,
nose Or should I look for, like, guys who buy expensive shoes or have big shoes or... You know, what's your personal thoughts on this?
Well,
because
I'll
me, as a chick, I'm not really sure what should be my focus.
So, well, you like everybody
else.
So
I'm going to pause for a minute. I want to listen to your answer, so hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Then how can I answer if I'm hanging on by my fingernails? Oh, I would.
How can you answer if you can't see my shoe size? Is that what you said?
I didn't say anything yet.
I don't think that's
it. I'm ready to answer.
I don't think that's relevant. I think you should be asking.
Ma'am, you're getting a little bit excited.
No, there's no elephant in the equation. No, or a whale, as a matter of fact.
You should be asking my underwear size.
Underwear, that's underwear.
Can I swallow my fist? I think it's...
Oh, dear. We had a slight technical problem here.
Sorry. All right. Sorry.
Okay. A quick clowning around. I've got to try to answer the lady's question. What we need to do is...
I'm cracking myself up.
Yeah, I know.
Who needs a radio station?
That's the thing about radio.
I really like myself right now.
There you go.
There you go.
It's called Misha.
It's called Amour Propre. Yes, the love of self is important, to have a positive self-image. But too much, too soon,
what?
And we call it
there's
the sin
much.
Of pride.
I'm sorry to be an idiot,
the great
but,
sin
you know, that's
that
just
all
who I
others
am.
Come from.
I'm being original.
Hey, you know, ma'am, I would be rather upset at watching Hal blithely avoid your question.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm ready to answer, but they have to focus on the locus and get some traction on the action. They have to get the lead out of their tread. I can't do it alone. Although I am here, standing by to answer your question or anyone's question.
And on the seventh day, God did not rest, as the Bible says.
Yo, like a channel just dropped.
It depends on which God you're talking about, but that wasn't the subject under... Well,
really?
There was a question. Let me see if I can even pick up the thread, because let's dispose of this particular question.
I think we would all
one that we,
like to see that.
Like to see what, my child?
That her.
Oh, I see. Well, all
like
one
to
needs to be
all?
Is a capable contortionist. And we know many of those. In fact, if you'll go to Puzzling Evidence TV, you can view contortionists of the distaff persuasion in action.
Hi.
But to skip back just a moment and answer the previous question about if you have a big nose, will you also have a large dingus? The answer to this question, and I think this will interest you particularly, is...
That's great, I haven't heard that.
People won't believe anything. No, this is really good.
If you hear it on the radio, it's true.
Stop me if you... Oh, all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, I guess so. That was just unexpected. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ahem. It's so. Be really careful over there. That toilet. There's a toilet right in the floor there. And it just...
Wow, is this a self-perpetuating applause momentous moment?
Well, it could be, but realize that all sounds here in the course of any radio show are simply audio special
effects. I'm in love with her.
And
they're figmentation.
No, she's real. She's real. God damn it, Digi Lady's real.
Hi,
there she is. Get him.
But are we?
What? No,
is
man.
Our life
reality is
no
crowded.
More than this. Brute beasts contending
true.
For the gene pool's bliss.
So, the gene pool's.
You know what's
polluted.
Really odd is that you will be able to see this
go
show
get
on YouTube.
Your swine flu shot
I guess
before
you're seeing it right now. You're not
you
seeing
breed,
me on YouTube.
And by all means, inoculate your young.
You can cure your swine of flu, but not from being infested by tiny demons that need to be exorcised by Jesus Christ, the Son of Man.
Are you
yes, the
remember?
Son of Man is merely a viral manifestation
but,
of
but
God.
It, Jesus, the Jew, thought that it was sufficiently important to let all these pigs run over a cliff because they were hopelessly polluted by being inhabited by tiny imps or mini devils. So take that.
Well, you know, when you run over the fish like that at high speed, you begin a hydroplaning.
I'm sorry.
This is like talking with Jericho Reese.
It is. He's totally scattered, even more so than Jericho Reese. No, young man, I didn't say a fish. I said a cliff. And if you knew your Bible, as more young people should these days, you'd know the episode I'm referring to. A couple of times, Jesus was not all lovey-dovey and peaceful. He used his magic for destructive ends. Oh, it's the genital questioner. Good, I can go back to the
answer. Can I talk with you about my genital health?
But I thought it wasn't about yours, but about a hypothetical individual with a large schnozola. Well, okay. All right, we'll talk about yours. Proceed.
We're always polite about that.
What would you like to say?
No.
To say otherwise would be to suggest, against the canon of accepted religious law, that there is any spot, in this case, a sweet spot, inside you where God was not. This, of course, is blasphemy, although I am not one who believes in Bible stories. Anyway, I doubt if that's the prob. And before you look for such an unlikely groom,
okay,
which I think you have to be a nun to be.
Oh, I need to know.
The last answer applies to this one, too. The answer is yes, there is a correlation. And any correlation can be made on a graph with the proper and appropriate ordinate and abscissa. Nonetheless, within certain statistical parameters, a clear correlation can be seen. And why should this be surprising? If one is large, one has large parts. If one's parts are large, but one's corpus is small, one will evidence this in a fractal fashion throughout the entire phenotype, the body shape itself. But how important is this to you? Could I even tell you that someone in this studio right now has shoes so large that they are non-standard?
She's on to the next question.
All right. They ask these questions and they never listen to the answers. But let's take the next question. Now what's this one about? Whoops. We seem to have lost that one. All right. Well, let's go back to radio telescopes of the future. They're going to show us what's out there in the outer envelope of the universe.
Hi.
Hi. Come on. Digi Lady will take you by the hand and lead you to FCC.
Or cheese in the middle and the pickle.
Again, Hal, I need to know, should I list in my Craigslist ad my height to width relationship? Do you think that would help me get dates?
It would help you get a certain type of date. You might want to try the experiment, but otherwise,
sex dirt.
You have to realize you might have to discourage unwanted attention.
Subgenius sex hurt. Yeah.
To come out of your cave is always to risk abduction by a pterodactyl. That's a very old saying. But nonetheless, life demands that you make some sort of risk. In this case, in requesting certain physical conditions for an idealized mate.
What color it is when it's fully engorged?
I guess we're stuck with that.
Well, if you feel poetically gifted enough to do justice to this subject, I say go for it. Jump off the high dive.
I know it's not.
It's not.
I know.
Let me settle that for you. It's not chiasmic kitty.
I don't. Okay, hang on.
But what of the severe problem of the thaw of the Siberian permafrost? I don't know if we're considering that, and it may affect everyone on this planet.
Is this under related video?
Does it matter that I've had children?
So we're playing the commercials, but you're only playing 10 seconds of the commercials at a time.
Yeah.
That's great. Because then you can link it up later on your
fulfilling our obligation to the gods of radio.
Hey, cool. This is the part where we fly over the parking lot, too, at Raleigh Studios.
So the only question remaining is, was my answer heard? Because people are asking me questions and then talking over my answers. But still, I'm attempting to serve in my capacity on the Ask Dr. Hal radio show. And anyone who calls can ask me a question. Whether or not such a person cares to hear my answer has yet to be proven. But let's not give up yet. And invite all of you who are in the sound of my voice to give us a jingle.
Enough.
Yeah, San Francisco's alternative radio, not fake alternative radio like you-know-who, and on the internet.com. Let's see. When the next caller comes, will we have a question about the areas once covered by snow and ice, which reflect heat from sunlight encroaching plant life now altering this reflective effect? Or should we discuss full-strength stem cells and how they may add...
I don't want that on the quiz. That's too hard.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we want to keep everybody happy. No stem cells for you. How about water-loving cats? You know, not all cats shun water. They like them. Tigers will dive to the bottom of a swimming pool to get a piece of meat. And even your friendly tabby cat.
It's amazing how many cats there are that have a good time of water.
Well, fishing cats dive right in to catch prey, even though cats are famous for their aversion to water. There is a wild species found across Asia and Indonesia that doesn't mind getting wet. In fact, these spotted stocky felines, which are about twice as large as typical house cats, prefer to be close to the water, making their homes near bubbling rivers, streams, and marshes.
You like our owl?
In the name...
baby. It's boxy.
Fishing cat. That just means the cats fish for their meals. They sit by the water, they tap their paws.
That's where I want to
And they
live.
Create ripples, which resemble insect movements.
That's all I want. You know,
to lure their prey.
Down at one end,
and fish come closer and closer, swimming up toward the top of the pool. When all is still,
The room's like
and the cat
five stories
sits
high.
Perfectly like still end. By the water side. But as soon as that foolish fish pokes his head out of the water to see what's going on,
in
a lightning flash, the cat pounces, grabs the fish in its jaws. And these fishing cats use their webbed front paws to scoop small grub.
Oh, anyway, I'm watching Blade
frogs
Runner.
Frogs and snails out of the water.
Hey, caller, I'm watching Blade Runner. I hope this is important.
They will dive right in to grab large fish and birds.
Side note.
Yes.
Side note.
Yes, what is that side note?
Audio side note.
Did you like the part about cats that fish? For catfish?
That people are listening.
Yes?
The audience is listening. All sexy life.
Yeah, the audience is listening, but will
Did
they?
Did she finish her question? Was that it?
From the answer, that is the question. But we are here to take questions, so please ask a personal question now. No question too personal. I will discuss things that make me and everyone who hears me uncomfortable. If that is your type of entertainment, but otherwise, you know, remember these. Fishing cats should be an example to all of us because they overcome their...
Why don't you tell them how the Transformers hid among the women?
But I didn't see either of those movies. It's even hard to tell the good robots from the bad robots. They all look the same. They're big clanking things with a million appendages. Unlike these neat and beautiful water-loving cats who look sort of like your typical house cat, except they're twice as big.
Now, go ahead now with...
A question which has not yet been adequately answered is,
your question.
Is it possible to train these kitties to be domesticated? And then you could have a cat as large as a fairly good-sized dog, and yet it would be more or less of the same type as the common tabby cat. And it would have webbed feet and be able to jump into the sea and swim and swim and swim in ponds and puddles to paddle in the bathtub and meow appealingly from the hot tub. Yes, this is all possible.
The sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
Best damn city in the world.
Did you know... The common swift, found in areas of Europe, Asia, and Africa, rarely lands. It can eat and even mate while flying. And that's what we're trying to do. We're answering your questions on the wing. And I, Dr. Howland Owl, will answer any question. Remember, this should be taken advisedly. Do not waste your question on frivolity and foolish frippery.
Here's one. Dear Dr. Hal, you said you had gout. Was this from smoking too much weed? Well, that is so wrong because obviously smoking weed has nothing to do with gout, a condition which is dietary in cause.
Can you see the audience from where you're from?
I can see the first... couple of rows very vaguely, but these strong lights in my eyes, I can't really see. However, there is
a plant known as goutweed, an invasive plant, in fact, native originally to Europe and northern Asia, but now it has penetrated the U.S. Goutweed is crawling across our land. It gets its scientific name, Egopodium podagiana, from podagia, the Greek word for gout.
Can you say that on this?
I already have. You see, you'll notice podagia, P-O-D, is the first three words. Well, it is sad. If you have gout, you will be sad because the slightest touch on your swollen foot produces irritable flashes of pain. Wow. You see, P-O-D is pod, in other words, like ped, like foot. Gout in San Francisco and everywhere else often is located in the feet. But it is said that monks in the Middle Ages used this plant, the common goutweed, also known as ground elder or bishop's elder, to treat the disease of gout. And so, in one of those neat circles, it comes back like
that serpent
that bites the end of its
bones.
All right, simmer down.
San Francisco.
The Pitcairn Islands, located in the South Pacific, have a population of 48 humans.
We've only got two more hours to get it right.
They make up the smallest country recognized by the U.S. government on this earth.
Which earth?
Earth 1. That
okay,
is this
all right,
earth.
I'm just making notes.
Unless
here.
You're a subgenius.
I bet this is on the quiz. I'm sure this is going to be
If you're
on
a
quiz.
Subgenius, you know it has to be Earth 2.
Oh, you told this audience it's a Bedag State?
This came out several years ago that according to, if you're a really hardcore subgenius, and if you're that idiotic.
We're disconnecting.
I can't tell if I'm on the show.
Everyone a little bit of a spring in his step.
Oh, no, this is not that kind of a cult.
Ashnak.
What you have to do here is start your own church. The moment you hear us, you say, God, screw that, Bob.
You have been
starting my own church.
Weighed in the balance and found
that's what we do in this one. You make up your own rant. You have to make up your own show.
Trouble me no.
Who, you? Your own beer.
That you have to
and
do
you
that?
Have to find your own how.
Is this some new requirement since we were gone last week? We have to do this new stuff?
What? You weren't here last week?
I wasn't.
Oh,
I
mean,
wasn't.
I thought you were going to look on the internet and see
you.
What happened to little
He's trying
tiny,
to fool
tiny,
you, little audience.
Tiny, Timmy, Steamy, Tim,
Philo, and Byron.
I am going to do that, but
we're all out. In
Tiny
Arkansas.
Tim's offspring is
Arkansas.
Something of interest here tonight, so we'll
he sprang off
a
from
mighty,
the
mighty fine prize.
Kinsaw
kind of
is
like
the keyword.
A budding,
some caller
young,
who calls
genius,
in.
Go up to
a Snavely's
like
house.
His old man.
And then we go fly right over
Tim,
to Byron Werner's
AKA
house.
A.K.A. Herbert Corey, a songster of some renown.
Oh,
in
they
the
in there?
Troublesome and turbulent
there are all kinds of people on the show today.
A song square?
A songster. And in a few moments, Dr. Drummond will unearth the incredible story of the song of the late entertainer.
All right, you're right. I'll play the theme.
Who some say is a god.
Am I all creaky joints?
Does that have to do with Joan Rivers bleeding green plastic?
Yeah, it can.
Or green.
Okay, what you do is you tie Joan Rivers in a series of knots,
from
then light the bottom
tree.
Of the Joan Rivers.
Yes, that's right. And now I
think that's what I'll be
and
doing.
The,
on
and the green
that.
Plastic Joan Rivers will send those swooshing little balls of burning Joan
but
Rivers.
What about Melissa Rivers while these swooshing balls are taking place?
Please.
Many rivers to cross.
Oh, I'm getting all excited.
That would be so easy to do, but I thought that
many rivers to cross.
I'm getting a little riled.
All right. Also in the news, it seems that they discovered who was giving Louis XIV all those wedgies and richies and neck rubs.
The question is, I want to know.
The promises to keep, I want to know how guilty.
The progress of history is certainly a forward
one,
even if in all other spheres of life and existence, such a linear progress is an illusion at best. Worse, a deliberate falsification. But in the case of history, there is a progression. Because of the accumulation of new facts.
Now, what's he talking about?
About Louis the 14th. You see, the first lady in the life of Louis the 14th.
I'm new here. I just joined.
His mother, Anne of Austria.
Oh, yeah?
But actually, I was talking about a different lady.
Aren't you C. Eliot Friday?
His beautiful
so far, I don't understand.
Niece, Marie Mancini.
Wait, it's more...
Cast
more,
aside.
Wait.
So the king could embark upon a marriage
the opposite
of state.
Man.
Well, the strongest possible,
oh, no, by the way, I want to hear more about the,
I care
about the
I
live desire. Concert.
You love
the
me.
Live days. That show
you
what played in front of people. You said you changed
yes.
him from communism to Christianity?
That's next. Right. I think we convinced pretty much everyone
wife.
There is no God.
Maria Teresa of Spain.
Everyone that
their wedding
the
would serve as more than just a grand affair. It was also a royal reconciliation.
Very
see,
well received,
Marie's
if not
father
well
was
attended.
King Philip of Spain, who also happened to be the brother of Louis's mother, Queen Anne.
Oh, and by
and
the way,
siblings
never, never, never go to Lee's Palace in Chicago.
And why is that?
Lee's Palace is run by a psychotic woman with a bad attitude.
And the food, what's that like?
The food, she didn't get us any. That's part of the problem.
That's terrible. It was
awful.
Better.
Get this. Get
you're
this.
Right.
There was no mirror. There was no mirror in the dressing room.
No mirror?
How do you know you were there?
Can you figure that?
How do you know you were there if you didn't see yourself?
Because I'm business with vampires who don't like mirrors.
If you didn't see yourself in the mirror, how do you know you weren't really... You could be. Maybe you weren't there.
Because
well, you
I
can't
touch
adjust
myself.
Your makeup.
How do you know it was you? How do you know
he
it was you that you were touching?
Me.
It might have been some
hello,
other
test,
creature.
Test.
That was touching.
How do I get myself louder in these headphones?
You,
below the table there.
You have to.
I'm turning
bang
it. Humonium.
You actually get into the headphones.
Oh, wait. I'm turning the wrong one.
Yeah, hello, well, there's test. A switch. Nope. There's some combination of switches and knobs.
It makes no difference.
And the right... combination, which we haven't figured out
hello,
yet, because there's over 64 million permutations.
I switched them both ways. It's the same. The knobs are not turning up the headphone volume.
That explains it.
Now you can turn all the knobs and flick all the switches that you want.
Things you learn about
no,
this
yeah.
studio.
Basic those are the basic rooms.
Sterno happened to casually tell me that he had just seen the Baron von Munchausen Nazi movie, and he's rentable down there.
Oh, my gosh, in Arkansas?
Well, yeah. I'll be.
Well, that
I'll
is
be
a,
too.
I just died.
They're not as
you know, I've never seen it. Some
there.
People say that it's a terrible movie that
it
you've
is.
Never
it's
seen.
It's a great movie. Come on.
But
it's
others
terribly
say
great.
It's delightful.
It's delightfully
those
bad.
Nazis sure made
great.
An entertaining film, and with plenty of how you say female nudity also.
What?
Yes, these Nazis certainly knew how to.
How would you pronounce the an adjectival form of Quixote?
7 minute adjectival.
Quixotic.
You have to say the X then, right?
Well, that's because the English don't like to pronounce foreign phrases the way foreigners do. That's why in England they would talk about Louis the 14th.
But do they talk about Don Quixote?
One might be guided by Byron's long poem Don Juan, where all
Don
names
Juan.
Are... You know, it's called Don Juan.
Yeah, Don
where
Juan.
The poem won't work unless all the names are mispronounced like that. Don Juan, because it rhymes with new one, true one,
yeah.
and so forth.
Blue one.
And it's the same with all the names. The
screw
Spanish
one.
Names are deliberately misstressed, mis-syllabified.
Who one?
And if you don't care about that, then who gives a fig for you?
What happened to that special guest we had a minute ago?
Well,
he faded away.
I'm here.
Covered with spiders.
Just,
oh, there he is.
Can't get a word in edgewise.
Well, put in a couple edgewise.
Well, you have to have a sharper cut than that. You were like, slip it in there like a stiletto.
You're right.
Oh, just something went down the wrong pipe. Somebody asked me who that face on my coat was again today, and then she said, oh, well, I'd like one of those, and you can have a little bitty boop in return.
Oh, that's cute.
Madam, I would not trade J.R. Bob Dobbs for bitty boop under any circumstances, particularly the second incarnation of Betty Boop, which was inferior to the first incarnation of Betty Boop.
Was it still Helen Kane?
Yes, but you may remember that they covered her up in a long dress and they gave her Grampy and a stupid little dog, Pudgy. Oh. And you know, it's like the emasculated Popeye of the later cartoons is not as good as the vigorous Popeye of the early cartoons.
Right.
The same with Betty Boop. She was sexy in her early cartoons.
She was
later
hot.
On, she was just kitschy.
Man, they were hot.
Oh, yeah.
Those were R-rated cartoons.
So one should make it this
nowadays, they actually
you could
have to
see her cartoon nipples.
You could. They just stuck
in
right
Betty
out there.
In Betty Boop's
like,
bamboo aisle,
like
you could.
Big thumbs, sort of.
Now we have cartoon nipples for real.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, every
that's all we have.
Every reel,
nothing
of
else
every cartoon.
To go with them. Just these big buckets of nipples.
Tons
and that
tons
actress,
of road
Kira
food.
Nipple.
There's doctors who just do nipples.
And
yes,
doctors for
called,
Bob.
They're called nippleectomists.
The doctors who...
Yeah, you have to go to... You have to
transplant.
They're only an Indian nippleist.
Three or four doctors. Half doctors on
the relaxing,
show.
Soothing atmosphere, and we'll perform your nipple transplant.
Ow!
And take care of all your nipple needs. At the supple...
The lost tribe of Indians with no nipples.
Relax in Aztec steaming pool.
We call them the Indian Nippleist 500.
Splendor. Is anyone going to see Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson movie about Native Americans?
I will.
Is it newer? Is it newer than Passion?
I will
just
see
kidding.
It.
Yeah, it is. It's about
and the
Aztecs.
Whole thing's in Mayan.
And
or
it's
Aztecan.
In Mayan
I will
or
see
Aztecan.
It.
So he's doing the human sacrifice thing?
Well, he's doing their story without the
I hope he doesn't get drunk and crash his car into a tree.
Without he their, already did that.
Without their approval, I'm sure.
He always gets drunk without their approval.
You know, like they made all those movies about
sign
the Romans
what?
Without their approval, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet he didn't go back in time and get the Mayans' approval like was specified in Ordinance Number 16-3.
How paragraph, dare they make a movie about Alexander the Great cannot get the permission of the ancient Greeks?
Why can't they do that? You know, with time travel, that should be easy nowadays.
It costs so much to go back in time. And, you know, when you look at the bottom line...
Here we go. Because you said it on the air, we have to go back in time.
Oh, boy, I'm going to visit the 6th century A.D., but first off, stop
in
New York City in 1955 and buy some of these waxy rubber dinosaurs.
I think it's every Sunday.
Came out only then, which are now, that is to say, in the 21st century, highly fought after by insane, greedy collectors. But here in dime stores, they're a nickel a piece and piled up in huge piles. So, oh my gosh, but all my money is
dino
is
droppings.
The wrong year. Droppings. I can't pass these wacky looking bills back in 1955.
Well, there's Helen Kane. Gee, she's getting old.
Yeah, but she's still hoofing it down Broadway.
And you can still see her nipples.
Yep.
There they are.
And those big polka dots, too.
Those big polka dotted nipples.
Now, I would like to direct your attention to
I'm sorry,
the gentleman
I brought
on the
nipples
other side
up
again. He has a
I am too.
Let's move
wooden
on.
Cart, which he's pushed there every day for the past 35 years, selling red hot walnuts to the passersby, and also nipples.
Well, now he brought it up that time.
I was just trying to keep the.
I was done with it.
Same,
I think we're done with it.
On the same trajectory. Yes, it's all part of the give and take of radio.
Yes, it is. It's the give and take. It's
well,
you know,
sometimes you
is
give,
this the night we're
going to
do the show increase?
The Lord giveth and the Lord
increase?
Taketh away.
There's a show increase drive tonight.
And the but, Pharaoh's
oh, just
high
for the show.
Please stop the show.
You have
and
to call us now.
You have to stop it.
As, no, well, we want people to understand that the show is on the rise.
Cast in prison.
And the show is preeminent
and
now. The show is
said,
waiting for you to help increase the show.
And when Daniel was brought
give the show,
Pharaoh,
you should be able to figure out a way to give the show to your friends.
Bob so gives you programming and takes your money.
Of the dream.
And well,
take,
you know, in the I show, think. You can listen to the show
the
for free. And now with this new technology,
and the six
you can hear the show.
You think it's free.
In various formats.
It's not free.
You can find it here and there at times that you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to appreciate what's going on.
Honey,
or even 2 o'clock in the morning.
I got it.
Roll over.
It's 3 o'clock. I got to turn on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
3 o'clock.
There's an Amber Alert.
Stop that!
Think how many people are doing that right now during the show.
Well,
because of our discussion about Betty Boop.
You know what you can do, too, to increase your showness? You can listen harder. If you would just listen harder, I want you to strain your ears. Get your ears up there close to the radio. And if you're listening on the internet, then
I want
you to put your headphones on.
I find mentioning nipples helps.
Who's there?
If you have a podcast playing in your ear at some time other than 3 to 5 in the morning.
If you've got nipples, you're our kind of person.
You can go to the KPFA archives where, nippleless or not, you can download the show at any time. Well, they only keep a couple of weeks on the back, or maybe, well, more than a couple of weeks, like a couple of months, something like that. What are you doing out there? Quit walking around out there in the alley. See, we've got cameras on the alley. We have cameras on the front door.
Pay attention to
the matter
at hand.
There's a whole array of cameras on the wall in here in the studio.
So what did you find about little tiny Timmy Tim?
Well, we found out his middle name was Buckingham.
Oh, come on. Now, that's just a little bit too much
Buckingham
for our audience to...
Yes, he was Buckingham.
You're talking about the father or the son?
Well, no, I didn't actually get to the part where I found out about Tiny Tim's offspring.
Even tinier Tim.
Even littler, tinier Tim.
Tiny, teeny,
Don't forget, you can download the podcast and then burn them to CD and mail them to your friends all over the world. And say, listen, please go out and listen to the show now.
Oh, speaking of something modern, I'd like to bring up my new term now and try to get it instituted into the language.
Yes? Okay, go ahead.
All right. When you're calling on a cell phone, and you hang up or you tell somebody to hang up, say press off. I'm pressing off now, or I pressed him off. This is for digital phones. It's a new term.
I know it's often
hard to make changes like this,
I'm
but stop saying hang up with cell phones. It doesn't make any sense.
Press off. Well, I've got another suggestion for you.
Yes.
Well, we don't dial a number anymore either.
Well, that's correct. You're not supposed to be saying...
Why don't we press a number?
I think we say punch. A dude doesn't have a hang-up. He's got
punch.
A press-off.
We punch numbers and we press off.
We punch in and we press off.
That's correct.
I feel punchy just contemplating this. You're saying that...
These are new terms
and
I would like
anymore.
To have
they
them
punch
spread far and wide.
Off.
Please tell your friends, your children,
your
grandparents.
All your relatives.
Tell everyone you meet from now on.
And you can do that while you're increasing your show listenership.
Increasing it more than anything.
When you listen hard.
Will make you make more sense.
While you're listening hard, you can call people. You can tell them about these new terms.
Stop saying irrelevant, incorrect things.
You don't have to be as harsh.
Casually just flipping them off.
You can actually use some diplomacy.
Well, they aren't. Not anymore. The world has changed. Get with it.
You've got to try to help bring these people along, and only after they prove to be just... total reprobates.
I don't think I can live in a world.
You slap him in the back of the head and you say,
really?
Press off.
That's right.
What would Digi Lady say? That's the wisdom that we see.
Human
I think she's about the press.
Cannon fodder for
just,
the next war.
Just
think she goes for that press off stuff.
Press off.
She's about a safety belt.
Sir.
Head down.
You know,
and you better have a child-proof,
child-carrying
seat on the front seat. I mean, the back.
And fish over?
Radiator.
Now, what would fish over be a good new term to replace?
Fish over, man. Fish over.
How would that term sound into your new term?
The fish in charge.
Sounds vaguely like a highway term.
Fish over, dude. Hey, fish over.
You're fishtailing and you're getting over, and you're fishtailing and you're getting over. And then your nipples get hard.
Hey, is this another fish hunt?
Yeah,
I really think this is okay. I will list out the new term. You tell me what rocking, old term it replaces.
On Sunday, I'll be giving a lecture at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Oh, who cares?
Our Finny friends
press
about
off.
All he the does. Fish that are there.
Here's
and,
the new term. Press off. What old term does that replace?
Hear this astonishing lecture about
this
the kingdom beneath the sea or land beneath the waves.
And this knowledge was just revealed shortly about this new term, and now it's your turn to call. Tell us what new term press off.
Yes, call us. Would anyone like to call us up so we can press you off?
We want to press you off.
Nauseating tales of the sea.
Now we don't want to.
So now talk radio will have to be
punch you in. We just want to press you off.
It'll be the digital version.
And then we're going to fish you over.
Mermaids and manatees. And seahorses.
Oh, good, a march.
And Dolores Nudibranch. Also in the news...
I was waving my little flag.
President Andrew Johnson was...
Now, you're supposed to see big again. Cartoon cut-up people doing stuff.
Cartoon cut-up people
from
in the administration were replaced... With
oh, sorry, Don, we're giving you a little radio We don't cold. Say that anymore. We say smell tweet.
Every few
okay,
years...
Okay, I just blasted that little caller use the new terms. We want you to be cognizant of the new terms when you call.
Economic,
don't act like you don't know
I bet
know
he's
them.
Pressed off.
Political scientists... And
quit acting like you don't know
already
the new
it's being used in... Engaged. Well, not incorrectly.
That's right. Yes, like hang up. You know, hang-ups. People have hang-ups.
People have
hang me up. I'm all hung up on that.
I'm all hung up.
Hang up became a widely interpreted term that was useful in 100 different ways. And so will press off.
Well, maybe in three ways.
Only more so.
It may be
adopt
three
it
ways,
now.
Anyway,
adopt
you can
the
say, man, that really presses
Start
me off.
It all the time to everyone you talk to. I'm pressing off now.
Okay, press off, dude.
And it started there, right over there.
Right here.
Can,
I will donate all rights to the term to the Subgenius Foundation in hopes that they can make enough money to someday.
In the White
House. Now, do you want us to always attribute its origin to you whenever we use
yes.
it?
Yes, Izzy like isn't.
Copyright?
A term by Izzy isn't. You don't have to quote that every time you say it. That would be silly. Just use it.
But if we did quote it every time we said it, it would be okay, right?
Sure. Press off by Izzy isn't. A term by Izzy isn't. Izzy isn't says...
Press
Izzy's
off.
Press off.
S-E-Z.
Why don't you do like Izzy isn't says
press
and
off.
Press off, dude.
Isn't he an English
but
guy
don't
that dresses
like
Dussie
doesn't
West Coast
says.
Guy? I've got a... I've got
Dussie
a,
doesn't
you know,
says
problems have been bothering me for a while
but
now.
Izzy isn't
I'm all
says press off.
Pressed off.
Are we
a
just
term is used
like
by
West
Izzy
Coast
isn't.
A
term
Izzy
created
isn't
by
says
Izzy isn't.
Press off, but Dussie doesn't says hang up. Don't be a Dussie.
Don't be a don't be.
Be an Izzy isn't. And press off.
Don't be a Dussie doesn't.
Today.
This was a message.
Don't be a budger.
Press off.
If you punch in now, we'll press you off
hey,
in no time.
Punching. I'm going to press you off now. I'll hit you so hard you'll starve to death, Bouncer.
This is Torque Smeltweed asking you to fish over and punch off.
And a large amount of freezer, a Philco radio, and the TV. That's the important thing, the giant TV here. Yeah, this screen really is something.
HD.
Ridiculously large. It's HD, which is like meaning huge damn TV, because it covers several counties.
Several counties. I noticed this TV actually
it's
is the largest living
TV.
The world's largest TV.
Viewed from the moon, which is why we've
this
got to
TV
go there.
This TV takes more power.
Good reception.
They had to harness the power of the Hoover Dam.
Harness the power of the Hoover
drive this TV's
Dam.
Power needs.
Yep,
gee, I've never
this
seen
this is Hoover Dam TV.
I've never Lying. Seen raccoon square dancing before.
They do.
It's a
don't
hideous
they?
Sight the way their appendages all twitter and tweak up.
That's the square dance of the scorpions. That's brought to you in Walt Disney's The Living Desert.
The Living Dead Desert.
sacking nice towns and things.
Ah, the sound of a car. I wish
Desert
I had my
of
car.
The Living Dead.
You're
you could be home Bill. Asleep right now.
You're probably
hands to Red Bull.
Probably wondering why I'm here.
That animal tortoise. Looks like a platypus.
Well, it's a platypus.
My
now
car's
that
at
Ranger
home.
Bill's
walked in.
He walked home and walked in.
By a careless parker.
And I had to get
not going to get free CD.
Had to get another ride to the show.
Free CD. CD.
Oh. So I'm stuck here having to do this program until it's over and I can get a ride home. That's all. That's the only reason I'm here.
Is that why you're here?
It's the only
by the end of the show, you'll have a brand
what happened
new car?
To your ride home?
I just said, if you weren't talking all the time, I just said my car is at home, blocked into the garage by a careless parker. And I sure would like to press them right off this planet. Well, and I couldn't get my car out and come to the show, so I got a ride. Now I'm here and stuck here.
What about 420 guys? He's still here?
It's not even 420.
So anyway, I'm enjoying myself immensely.
That's the way to enjoy yourself.
What happened to 420 guy? Did he already leave? Oh, it's that time that we have to say those special words.
His long and difficult path. Heading back to...
What station are we listening?
KPFA. 94.1 FM on your radio dial.
Are you sure?
This is KPFA. KPFB in Berkeley. KFCF in Fresno.
I can't do it.
Just trying to be a radio station for a few hours until the real people come in.
We don't try to be concave or convex. We try to be straight on.
Now, what about KZFR?
What about Crazy Zessa?
Give us a call. We won't press you off.
What about the Crazy Ziffer?
848-4425 in the 510 area code. If you give us a call, we'll give your call every bit of attention.
And if you're the first to call from outer space... I mean, out of state, I'm sorry.
From a Brazilian astronaut circling the Earth.
We will provide you, free of charge, with extra programming.
An extra show.
This is a feature fairly unknown to most KPFA listeners, but you can get extra programming over your radio if you know how.
Well,
now, can't they do that on the internet now, too, though? I mean, I believe that.
See, this is the
software application.
This is it now. This is how we do
right
it.
There.
Two shows at once.
Right
that's
there.
Right.
And down through the internet, through the fish valve.
Sometimes it's even three shows at once.
Actually fish over when pressed.
That's more for your buck, which is nothing because it's free.
No, four shows at once.
I don't believe it.
There's also a Pirate Cat Radio guy. Oh, five shows.
That's right. Five shows at once. And you may ask yourself, what is visual?
It's like having five missing kids on one carton of milk. That's four times better than one missing kid.
You saw this court on that occasion.
What about HD?
You saw some sort of...
Oh, we haven't done HD yet, though.
Well, I suppose...
Being read Jezebel.
What is the quality of feeling? And what is his first slide?
No, wait a minute. There was a good question. I thought I heard a good question there.
It was a good question.
What is the quality of feeling? Could you expand upon the question so that we might answer it?
Well, for instance, what is visual about the immediate sensation of heat, which is every bit as much firstness as a sensation of red?
A mirage. A mirage. That is
the show.
That is the visual.
Well, someday, the
nature
is a presence. Someday, somebody will be using fragments of these shows to then do their show called "That's the Radio." Radio was done.
That's already been done.
It is the quality of feeling, but like you the could, purple color noticed without done. Any sense.
Yeah, it's not too derivative or anything from anywhere, anytime.
Although there are known knowns and known unknowns,
I thought we got rid of you.
Oh, man. But
without any
nice glasses,
the feeling of color.
Yeah, they're new glasses.
Is that a real
object? Nor is it initially
no, but now you're really on duty
any
in a foreign country
object.
Where they hate you.
There's no generality.
No.
Hey.
But nobody remembers President John Tyler, one of the more obscure presidents of the United States, except perhaps remember that he was the back half of Tippecanoe and Tyler II, the two men in a
Jack
horse costume vote bill act, which wowed early America.
Well, that's because he was generally thought of much as the same as the word Tippecanoe.
When William Henry Harrison succumbed to pneumonia,
people would say Tippecanoe, and then, you know, somebody later on.
Contracted by giving an exceptionally long-winded and boring speech at the second inaugural in the freezing cold.
And he had got pneumonia, right?
And he was the first vice president to come to the presidency because of death. Yes, that's American.
Thank you, Mr. Death. I'll be president now. So what happened to John Tyler now? I mean, where is he now? What's he done for us lately?
Tyler's chief problem was that he was a former Democrat elected on a Whig ticket with a Whig Congress dominated by Mr. Whig himself, Henry Clay.
But, I mean, what's he done for us lately? You know, that's, he can't ride on these laurels forever. He's got to come out of the woodwork and really come up, belly up to the bar.
Well, when John Tyler vetoed a bill chartering a new national bank, the break with the Whigs came at that point.
Was a little old president.
He was
going to run for president again. Didn't he run for president once? He was in Vietnam, wasn't he?
His painting will run for president.
I think he was a swift boat captain in Vietnam.
For two reasons.
First, why can't a painting run for president?
How come we don't have swift boats in Iraq?
Second, like so many
others. Yeah, why don't they have swift boats? They could put wheels on them and drive them on the desert if they wanted to.
If they could make boats swift way back there in the 70s and 60s, why can't we do it now? What's happened to technology?
Why can't we put a boat on wheels or put some knives on the end of our guns and do the things that we know we ought to do?
What's happened to military inventiveness? But they've slipped back so far and now have
just...
It's perceived as the whiteness of the first sheet now. It's a pure quality of awareness.
I think we should flood Iraq and launch a navy.
I think we should, too. If we could get that desert completely filled with water, we could launch like 1,000 ships.
At least.
And we could have, we could then at least have our boats without having to put wheels on them.
As a delegate at the Virginia
Convention, that's all I want.
I think it'll be cheaper than outfitting all the boats with wheels.
The only president until George Bush, who
I mean, we know we can do the boat thing, right?
That would be enough to justify.
That's the thirdness of our being, the boat thing, right? Swift boats. You're concentrating on that. He's concentrating on playing that guitar.
Launch Iraq into space.
Iraq and pinion steering into the new world.
I think we should just get out of Iraq quick. Cut and run right now.
I didn't know you were in Iraq.
Just call them up and press off.
I think we should just call them up and say, we're out of here. Press off, dudes.
Press off. Press off.
We're going back home.
It's grand discretion.
I'm going back.
Press off.
S. O.
Are you punching or pressing?
He's punching until he's drunk with power.
Yeah, he's walking down that hallway.
Walked on down the hall.
What we're doing is finding out what happens when you press off.
Oh, you press your lead
you go
press
down
on
here to the press
on.
Off.
Is this the
office?
Phone?
This is the press office.
What is there?
Hello, come in.
It's just gone to press.
Is that a bird or a tree?
Yes.
I'm the security camera monitor.
Oh, excuse me.
You mean you look at that
you
stuff?
You seem to have stumbled into the wrong office.
Well, I just got up and I'm still half asleep. That's
let
why
me
I'm
get
stumbling.
Out of your
I
way.
Gotta, you know, I can't get by go my own feet. It's well, like one of them just kicks the other one behind it and then forwards me further into the future.
Could you just speak to my future? Secretary? She's in the outer office.
Give her a talking to.
I think of an icon and like a secretary lashing. as a vestige
and
of
then
the past.
Press her off. Right
secretaries
in the
are for people
well,
who
hey,
are technologically illiterate.
Job. I have a special affinity for it.
Only Luddites have secretaries today.
Hold on, lady. Just stop.
Eyes forward, please.
Well, you could have an electronic secretary built into your office. Software.
Hey, that's
I'm here. Let me try that.
Before we even start the business with a secretary, you have to do retinal scan.
It's a dynamic object. In the
here, place it right here under your left breast.
Well, that's retinal scan. Oh, well, forget it.
Oh, man, the clock
don't look at the nipples.
How can I help it when they're right in front of my
eyes?
Oh, my gosh.
Keep your eyes off the nipples or we'll have to press you off.
I have to put my glasses on to be able to see those nipples.
You will be pressed off.
Now let me look.
If you mention...
Oh, there they are.
If you mention
nipples, amazing when you put on your glasses.
Once every 15 minutes.
And you're not as old.
You guarantee...
What the hell it is?
Guarantee a listening audience of at least...
I've never even heard of this one.
All right, we're in.
How many listeners do we have on the internet right now?
Oh, at least
one listener.
One listener.
Oh, this looks like
that's the only thing I care about.
Low-life trash.
Let's get personal. Would that one listener call in, please, from wherever you are and tell us where you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where in the world are you, that one listener? We know you're there.
Where are you? When one man's public genius linked the world, while another's private turmoil made him a symbol of the end of the great hush, and the first victim of a new era, when instant communication, now inescapable, conquered the world!
Victim of what new era?
The laying of the first transatlantic telegraph cable.
That was an error?
Sorry!
It destroyed the freedom of man.
I thought
tying him up in a technological tentacle.
It began the whole hang-up, press-off thing.
Press on, press off, press on. Press office.
The second message was, Watson, press off.
Watson, come here, I need you. Idiot, I'm 30,000 miles away. Oh, well, I suppose.
Anyway, if you don't want to be a victim of an error, don't make any.
I don't want to be a victim. No, yeah, that's right. Just act perfectly, and you will fall prey to no disease.
Make no
mistakes.
Neither
the sun shall burn thee by day, nor the moon by night. How can the moon burn you anyway? Yeah, make no mistake-em.
Make no mistakes about it.
Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Oh, my. I know. Oh.
Why do we have to float around up here?
Well, it's
seems more peaceful. Because also, we just got the news that our show, this show, has as many listeners as your show.
And it's been nominated for an Oscar.
On the internet, anyway.
So I thought we'd go to church and pray and thank goodness for our
thank goodness
show.
For our good
it's just
fortune.
Church Street. It's not really it's like everything's
yeah, but next week, you know, there is no God.
So that's like Over the
stuff.
Edge and the Puzzling Evidence Show are like
exactly
co-equal
the same show.
Now,
yeah.
Right? They're the back, like the same show. I mean, they have the same voices on them now.
It's so difficult to keep up.
It's so hard. One show just melts into another, and then they go back
delicious
and forth.
Delicious chocolate.
Slathering and gathering.
You got your show in my peanut butter.
Both obsessed with religion.
One of them, it's like, wait a minute.
Thick, rich, creamy
milk chocolate. Oh, I found a Bruce Howard
on you guys don't
how
even...
How they do radio.
You don't even pretend there's
really?
A God.
He was really embarrassing.
We don't pretend there's a what?
How so? A God.
We pretend there's many gods.
Delicious salted peanuts.
We actually pretend there's many, many gods. See, there's one sitting next to you now. Look over to your left, quickly.
Pick up a payday today.
He disappeared. See, I saw you actually look to your left.
It's like magic.
But I don't know how.
See, you had a belief, a primordial belief that comes along as part of human nature that says there must be a god.
Salty nuts.
At least one god. There must be at least one god, if not a million gods.
Well, how old is God? I mean, Bob. How old is Bob anyway?
Rich, like, velvety, smooth.
How old do you want him to be?
I don't think I've ever heard how old he is now.
God, you don't ask the question the right way. You say, how old should Bob be?
How old should he be?
How old is Bob?
Well, he should be like 24.
Do you know when he was
but
born?
You should be 24.
Does anybody know when he was born?
Didn't he fight in World
War II? Well, his mom does.
Well,
his mom knows when he was born.
Don't you care? My God,
sure,
if there was
why
one.
Why does the lack of knowledge indicate this? That I
you know,
care?
I mean, what's so important about
care.
I mean, are we getting hung up on
this
the age of Bob?
This isn't all about when was he around?
This is the age of Bob.
The age of Bob. The age of Bob. Let's chant. The age of Bob. The age of Bob.
He can look like anything you want. He can look
like
a witch doctor or a submarine. A bunch of pro-buckers trying to get some beer.
I think it's important. You can try and deflect this query all you want. I think it's important to know the age of Bob. If you're going to
All right. Now, well, let me ask you one question before I tell you the answer.
Yes, okay.
If you had the power
I do.
To make Bob any age you wanted him to be,
I do.
What would be the age that you would make him?
46.
Okay, now ask me the question. Pipe-smoking 46.
Ask me the question.
How old is Bob anyway?
43.
43, huh? I thought he was a little older than that.
Youthful 43. But they say today that
well, he might be in some places, some alternate universes. He could 20. Be 46.
It's just that in most religions, they make a big point of when their god was born. It's like a big holiday.
They like to kill them when they're 33, though.
They like to know.
You
know
that's part of the fun. You see, none of that applies here. None of that is anyway important. We don't care.
Oh,
what
I get
like,
you.
What he was born. We're
I understand.
What he smells like. We care more what he smells like than how old he is.
Because we're merchandising
weird,
Bob's favorite aftershave.
Well, it's an extra holiday. That's all you're missing out on. You could have a
Bob's
have a
day,
a day of rest and celebration.
You know, you're right.
And
what
you're
if
just
we just
skipping
made
it? Just
a symbolic.
All right.
Let's, what if we just found one of the
experts?
What if we have
local
enough holidays?
Favorite holiday and appropriated it.
Into the trials
okay,
and
kids could stay on
like Christmas steal holidays.
So I think we should appropriate the local culture's favorite holiday.
That's why his name is Philo, because
we could all drive on the left side.
We should drive on the left side. And what day? What day should we appropriate for this day?
Well, I mean, he was born on some day. You should try and find out.
I don't think we should. That would be like finding Jesus' real birth.
Well, you want it to be true, don't you?
I want it to be symbolic of the day. I want it to appropriate some local religion so that we